First of all, why is he running around to find people? Why? Like, what's Hakam Shah, the secret of Avram? And also, why do you have to give better food than what the person is used to? Well, like, you give. You have to give better. That makes his chas is so much better. Why? Yeah, yes, good oil. We asked that last week. And we have to say in Avram, Avram was trying to bring out that Achnasas Archim is not just giving a person food. Achnasas Archim is giving a person dignity, making a person feel better about themselves. When people are guests, they feel uncomfortable. They feel more vulnerable. And what Avram's job was to make a person feel even better about themselves. To make a person feel better about themselves, that is a tremendous kayak that Avram was bringing out to the world. It's not just about giving something to somebody food and being nice. Upping the game makes a person feel kosher. And achir, part of the mitzvah, the special part of Avram's Achnasas Archim was to make the person feel kosher. That's a very important basic foundation that one has to know when they do the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. We then, last week, spoke about the mitzvah of escorting the person out, the mitzvah of Levayah. I want to turn to the Rambam in page 2. Rambam says, page 2 on the top, and I'm going to ask the question. The Rambam writes like this. Page 2, the Rambam on top, where it says Hilchas Avil, the Rambam in Halacha Beis says that part of giving the guest is escorting them out. And the Rambam says, Charal Vayim Rubam Nakol, the reward of escorting the person out is more than everything. What's the pshat in that? No pshat, we have no pshat in that. And then the Rambam says, this is what Avraham Avinu instituted. This is his chesed. So he starts with escorting, and then he said, this is what Avraham did. He used to give food, he used to give drink, and then he used to escort them. And then the Rambam says, greater than Achnas Archim accepts me Neshchina. And he says, the Yarvi Hinei Shleish Anashim, the love him, Yosem Achnasasam, escorting them is greater than bringing them in. What is the big deal of escorting a person out? What is the big deal?
Sure, that they're not
that means the climax of the Achnasas Archim is the escorting, and that's what the Rambam is starting off with. The Rambam starts off with the epitome of what the din of Achnasas Archim is, the escorting him, and that's greater. And the Rambam says clearly it's greater, and that's what Avraham Avinu was instituting. Meaning, if you want to know the secret of Avraham's Achnasas Archim, it falls onto the mitzvah of escorting the guest out. You have to understand why. Then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel speaks about the fact that you force people to escort, like the same way you could force people to give tzedakah. And the Rambam gives different shiurim. The Rambam says that if somebody escorts his friend for amos, he gets reward. But how much is the person mechoyev? It depends. The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, if it's a student to his rabbi, you have to bring him to the tchum of, to the boundary of the city. Samazay a man to his friend, you have to go 2,000 amos, meaning you have to walk with him 4,000 feet. A Talmud to a Rebbe, he has to escort him a parsa, which is 8,000 amos, and if it's a Rebbe Mubuk, 3 parsois. Okay? We see Levaya escorting is the epitome. Again, from the words of the Rambam, important to me, Medayik and Halacha Beis, he starts off with Schar HaLevayim Rubim Nikol, the giving, the escorting, the reward of escorting is more than everything else. And then he says, this is what Avraham Avinu instituted. And he said, this is his chesed. How? He would macho every derachim, umash kaisen, umulav noisan. That means the escorting is brings everything together somehow. And the question is, what's takav shad in that? And we want to be able to get to an answer. Hopefully we'll be able to get an answer to it this week. But let's quickly go, we're a little bit short on time, to page 3. Actually go to page 4, which is the second parak in the Chavetz Chaim of Ahavas Chesed. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to read quickly, so follow along, because he's going to say a lot of information. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't know why, but we see that the Torah was busy with the chesed of Avraham Avinu. All the specifics. That that also, that you don't find with all the other portions of Torah that Avram was being with Makayim. We know that Avram did all the Torah. Shastipra rak v'der kol shekayim kol Torah kula. Kol Torah. V'amra ikav asher shama Avram b'kayil gishma mishmati mitzvoysay chukaysay v'sayraysay. We find in the pasuk that Avram did all the Torah. However, what does the Torah speak about? And Achnas Zorchem is included in the Torah of the Torah of going in Hashem's ways. To do good to his friend. The Torah is explaining in depth why. Why is it? We see over here. The reason why is because the Torah had to teach us how to do it. The Torah wasn't. Avram did the whole Torah, but we don't learn from Avram how to keep the whole Torah. We learn from Avram how to do chesed, and that's why the Torah has to embellish on the mitzvah of chesed, and the Torah goes into specifics. Okay, near the lack of meaning of parsha, because Avram shiyoshayas kamlanu. Says the Chavos Chaim, we have to learn from the parsha how to be able to treat chesed. Now, these things are parsha. I really need to get to the end. It's the star, so we're going to go really quickly. Because by the star, at the end of this page, he speaks about the mitzvah of escorting. And we're going to get to two dinim in the mitzvah of escorting. But let's go really quickly. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to go to what the Chavos Chaim over here is saying. The first step is, he was sick. Nevertheless, he was sitting at the entranceway of his tent in the heat. Perhaps he's going to see from afar any guest. The Hasharam rustled across and he ran to them, and the Shtasach name bowed down to them. He spoke to them kindly. Perhaps he would be able to bring them in himself. Even though it's our madrigas not to be Mekayim in the Akoponim, says the Chavos Chaim, the first thing you have to see when it comes to guests, you have to give them a lot of love. Like a rich guy would come to you. You know you could do a deal. You strike a deal. You go to Congress. Oh, they're all licking everybody. They're all kissing everybody. Oh, I want you, I want you, I want you. Why? Because they want something out of them. You have to look at every guest, says the Chavos Chaim, the same way you would be accepting a rich guy that you know the guy's going to go ahead and give you a fancy tip at the end. Number one. Number two. First of all, even before that, we see from Avram Avinu that even if a person is not feeling well and they're not interested in dealing with guests, we see a person have to push themselves. And that's not an easy thing. It's not talking not an easy thing. Next, so Avram is being preparing. He has to prepare food. So he said, go ahead and rest underneath the tree. Yisham tagli es v'tol, be in the shade. V'yinavshu sham v'terach ha'terach, you'll rest up. Said the Chavos Chaim, what do we learn from there? V'yizem nol ma'a sheterem sheikhinu ha'orech l'achol, yivakshu lo yizhu lishon v'yinavshu v'terach ha'terach. Before even the guy eats, you know what you do? Chill out, relax. Tell the guest, you want to relax, sit down, enjoy, chill out a little bit. Open up the television, just joking. But allowing the guy to relax. Gam, next, says the Chavos Chaim. Gam is pointing Avram Avinu she'ein ritzoinim l'sachor etzlo l'atriach ha'isai. Avram Avinu realized that guests don't want to be matriach on their balabas. People don't like feeling that they're a tircha. It's not a geshmaka thing. That you come in and then the person, you feel like you're coming on purpose. I'm not interested in going to I don't want to feel like the nebuchol. Says the Chavos Chaim. Okay, and Amar, therefore you said, I'm going to give you something little. I'm not making a big deal for you. I don't want to make a big deal for you. Because I'm not going to be matriach myself for you. Then you're going to go afterwards on your way. At the end, what did Avram do? He made a big suda. Like tzaddikim, they say they're doing a little bit. And then they end up doing a lot. So we see over here from the Chavos Chaim, the idea of not making your guests feel that they're coming on to you too much. You made the suda beautiful food and with big drizzes, with alacrity. He made it quick. didn't waste time. Says the Chofetz Chaim over here, look at the underlying part. Himself he did it. And after that, he escorted them out. I want to tell you something. I saw brought down a maisa that there was somebody who went to the stifler. And the stifler went ahead. Rav Chaim Brim said that I was just last night by Sherbach of Rav Chaim Brim's grandson. That when he went to the stifler, so the stifler and his wife were both holding the bed to carry for Rav Chaim Brim, and the Chaznish was going and showing them where to put the bed. The stifler himself, and Rav Chaim Brim said, "What are you doing? You're the stifler. You're not supposed to be carrying a bed with your wife for me." The stifler said, "You're not different than an esrog. You're considered a guest is considered a chesed shel mitzvah." The same way we know, could I hold the esrog for you? No. I need to shake the esrog myself. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. It's something that you have to do with your body. So to a guest is considered a chesed shel mitzvah, meaning I could tell my daughter, go ahead, and tell my Leah, go ahead and make something for the guest. No. The guest is considered a chesed shel mitzvah, meaning there's an idea. You could tell the cleaning lady to go ahead and make the bed. Doing it yourself is a zach when you have a guest. Unbelievable thing. That's a big chiddush. Anybody ever thought when they had a guest that their wife could do it, their kids could do it? No, I'm going to make the bed myself for the guest. Because the guest is the mitzvah is something, it's not shliach over here. The guest is a chesed shel mitzvah. Unbelievable chiddush that the stifler told Rav Chaim Brim. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim over here is saying, that what did Avram do? He did it himself. He could have told his kid to do it. He told Yishmael to help prepare. But when it came to actually serving them, he did it himself. The person can't do everything. You should do at least a little bit. You should also be mechanic your kids for guests. He gave it to Yishmael. Okay, beautiful. Then he goes weiter, and he says, some people have the habit when the guests come, they say all their problems to the guests. People don't want to hear your problems. They're not interested. They feel bad, and they feel like you're blaming them. Says the Chavis Chaim, I don't know what the Svarma Kadoshim were talking about. I don't know where he's saying, but he's saying it's the Chavis Chaim is saying it's the Svarma Kadoshim, it's the Svarma Kadoshim. Do you see the oilam is at the end of the first column? Accept them with a good face. Give them food right away. Even though before he said not to give food right away, let them chill out. But he said over here, give them food. Maybe the person is hungry and he's embarrassed to ask. People are hungry. People are thirsty. I remember I'd come to a person's house to eat and starving. The guy doesn't bring out food or drink till later. People are thirsty in the beginning. I mean, it's so practical. Chofetz Chaim felt the need to say it. Obviously, it's important. Again, the Chofetz Chaim wasn't talking to dummies, by the way. Chofetz Chaim wasn't interested in talking to... He had others for him, for people. He was talking to us. Smart people, wise, intelligent people. And he felt the need to write this. Don't be angry when you give him yesh. Let's say you're very stressed out about something. Second column, that night is snuffish. Still, then he says, "V'al yisabel same floor." So don't speak your problem. That people are going to think that they're saying, "Oh, he's saying it because of me. I'm triggering him." You lose all your schar when you do that. Okay. Then he says something that I don't understand. Shat. Maybe Reb Eli, you can help me with this. Roshmu al yo. You should be pained. You should show yourself that you're pained. You want to be able to give more. And you have to show to your guests that you feel bad. You can't give more. I want to give more. Yeah. Why do you have to show that to your guests? You want to give more? Why do you have to show that to your guests? You would love to give more to them? Doesn't that make them feel uncomfortable? I don't know. Like he wants to give more. I don't know. Okay, skip to the.
I think that's like the whole way of showing that he really cares. You shouldn't say it.
I hear. Now, next paragraph, important paragraph. Says the Chofetz Chaim, next paragraph, skip a few lines. And here's the important part. Here comes the long list. After the guests eat and drink, escort him. The amount of reward is no amount. It's unbelievable the amount of reward you have. That's speaking about the Eglah Rufa, when they find a dead body. So they say, Bezin has to say, the one closest to the body, the city of the Bezin that's closest to the body has to say, we didn't kill this guy. What does that mean? We didn't. Of course, you didn't kill this guy. Ella says the Gemara le reinuhu vatrunu bli mazin. We didn't see him. And we didn't give him clothing. Le nachnu bli levaya. We didn't escort him out of the city. So we see over here how important it is. Even if you escort him 4 amis, somehow that does some type of shemira to the person the entire way. And if you don't escort him, it's like you killed him. Page 4, second column, second paragraph. The chayvin alavay k'mo shechayvin al tzedakah, you force to escort. Specifically, if the guest does not know the way, derech mispars l'cham nesivas, and there's many different ways to go. Mitzvah rabbi yilelach itay l'aris, the mitzvah is to be able to show him. Al kapanim levar lehitu, to explain to him very well. Teish leikashuva. That means you tell a person direction. It's a huge, huge, huge reward. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and here's where the Olam we might argue with the Chofetz Chaim. Not we, others. Chofetz Chaim is saying that teaching the person how to not get lost on the way, to show him a proper path, that's the main mitzvah of Levaya. Now, I asked a question in the beginning of this year. What do we ask? We ask, what shot in the mitzvah of Levaya, if you do 4 amis, it's going to make that the person not going to be damaged the whole time. Why? I want 4 amis out of my house. The guy's going in the middle of the forest. What is the 4 amis I'm going in the middle of my house going to do to save the person? That was one question we asked. And we asked another question, which is, why is this the main mitzvah? Right? Comes along the star, okay, by the hand. And he said, it is a wonder, said the Chofetz Chaim, that people are makel and not escorting the guest out. So I don't understand. What's shant? And then he said, I looked around and he found in the Darki Moshe that people are makel. Darki Moshe, which is where Moshe is released, says that the reason why we don't do Levaya is because people are makel. The Sma brings from the Darki Moshe. They did not in Eden a few Tamil Rav or Parsa. Even the Tamil says Rabbi doesn't do it. Meshum the Melech Ron Kavod in the Melech. V'yesh Leilech Imay Oyafilim Chaveri Arashar Oyafok to Arba Amet Adkan L'Shaine. Says the Darki Moshe, the reason why today we don't have a Voya is because people are Melech. Let's say somebody's not Melech. I mean, what does it mean people are Melech? Let's say a person's not Melech. How do you know they're Melech? By general, people are Melech. Well, what is it? But even if people are Michael, for some reason, what about the 4 amis? Says the Darki Moshe, no, the 4 amis not. What shot? The 4 amis, Mechila somehow is not working. Walking till a parsa, or till 2,000 amis, or till the boundary of the city, says the Darki Moshe, that you were Mako on it. Why are we Mako? What? Because the guy's mindful. The guy's the only one that may be trouble us so much. Nevertheless, still, 4 amis, you're mechuyev to do. What's pshat? That's a big kasha. If they're mechuyev on levaya, they're mechuyev on levaya.
Mechuyev on a major tircha. 4 amis is not a tircha whatsoever.
Okay.
It's a hecker.
But let's say the guy would be mechuyev on the 4 amis. Would it work? That's the question I'm asking now.
Because that didn't help
him doing
the mitzvah.
Does it work or does it not work? Says the says the Chofetz Chaim, very important piece. It's also to be Michael, says the Chofetz Chaim. It's mashma the Gemara. Why? Somebody who's not melavet and mislavet, I'll finally speak about what are these two things.
Means both of them? The reach and the...
Either one. Some learn that Pshat is the reach isn't, doesn't allow himself to be escorted. It's as if he is shvich astam. What do you mean? I'm Michael. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you can't be Michael. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I have a problem. I brought down that the Rav Moshe says Mechila works. We see over here Mechila is not working. Because the Gemara says, you're like, why are you a Shev Chutamit? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ach Yesh Leim, the Shem Koyal Ichol Levoyah. Well, he is referring to the Iker Mitzvah, the Ayin Shalei Yilav Voice of Klal. Masha Enkin Lashur Nalal. If you do a little bit the Iker Mitzvah, then that you can't be Michael. That means the Chofetz Chaim itself is saying that there's two parts of Levoyah. There's the Iker Mitzvah Levoyah, and then there's the extended version. And says the Chofetz Chaim, the extended version you could be Michael on, but not the Iker Mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim wants to say, I'll prove it to you, like we see in the Gemara, the Ravina escorted Rav Bar Yitzchak in four Amis in the city. In the city, why did he do only four Amis? Must be he was Muslim on the rest. And then he says, then he goes by to, he says, this that the Rambam brings down that Beis Din makes, forces people to do the Vaya, to escort people out, that's only when the cities were marked properly. When the cities were marked properly, so then takis the sakana. But if it's not a sakana, so then nakis. And then says the Chofetz Chaim, but for sure you have to do something. Then he brings down this mitzvah at the end, that one of the Gedolei Hadar said that he was a person that had a fire in his house. Why? So the Gadol Adar said, why? Because he did Achila, he did Shtia, but he didn't do Levaya. Achila, Eshel. Achila and Shtia without escorting the person out is Aleph and Shin is Esh. Interesting. Can you imagine the Chofetz Chaim is bringing down a Rashi Tevis, and he brings it down the Halacha, that if a person doesn't escort the person out, if the guy is doing Chesed, but a Chas V'Shalom can make an Esh. Achila, Shtia, Levaya is Eshel. That's what Avram planted, Eshel. What does that mean? The Gemara learned that. It's Achila Shtia Levaya. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you don't have the Levaya, you don't have the escorting out, it's an Esh. Fire. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, according to this Chofetz Chaim, you're not allowed to be Michael on the Iker Levaya. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why exactly. But according to the Chofetz Chaim, seemingly, the main thing is the Shmira, guarding. We see clearly in the Gemara that you get the Shmira, for some reason the guest is going to get a Shmira, even if, and it's a very important piece, the guest is going to get the Shmira, even if you're only walking with him four Amis outside of the house. He gets the Shmira for the whole way. Let's explain why. A person leaves in good spirits, he attracts good energy. A person leaves in an anxious way, it's karma. It makes problems. You hear this? You hear what I said? I'm saying the Gemara. The Gemara says you escort the person out four Amis. It's good enough that the person is not going to be damaged the whole way. Why? The person is going in a matzav of a sakana. By you walking the person out four Amis, somehow you're creating a shmir. So Chofetz Chaim says that on the whole way you can be meichel except the four Amis you need to do. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. You have to do something. Okay. In the way the Chofetz Chaim is saying that the main part of the Shmira is, the main part of Levaya is the Geder Shmira. However, I want to introduce another approach. This other approach I saw wrote down, and I have it on page 6. And page 6 it goes into the very useful Amdash Yeshiva Shavart. Page 6, on the first column, where it says Dalit. And the insight is going to be that we're going to say that there's going to have to be two dinim in the mitzvah of Levaya, two different aspects in the mitzvah of escorting. Take a look over here. Base prot in the mitzvah of Levaya. Dal. Benira, and it appears. The beginner mitzvah of Levaya is based halakim. Here are two parts. Aleph, Midine Kovod Oyerech. See, we had a problem. The problem was, what's a shot in the Levoya? Four Amis, a Rebbe this amount, a Talmud this amount. We were very bothered by it last week. What's the shot? That he had different amounts. And then the reason why people don't do it, said the Daki Moshe, because they're Moichel, said the Chavis, but you can't be Moichel on the whole thing. This whole thing is hard to understand. So he explains like this. You have two dinim. One is from the din of honoring the guest. When you are escorting the guest out, you're honoring him. The second is mitzvah shmir, is guarding him. Once you escort him, he's not going to be damaged. We see over here, now we're bringing out two different aspects in the mitzvah of escorting. One, guarding him, and one, honoring him. Two different dinim. Oh, once you make two different dinim, we can already start making distinctions. What Pashas call Chilukim Shemitzinim B'Shir Halivoy? Ben Adam Shemalavas Chaveri Ladam Shemalavas Rabbi. Ain't the Chavis Halivoy Nevei Mekach Hatzol Mehezik? The Rabbi Hatzol Mehezik Vadesh Ein Chiluk Ben Stam Adam Rabbi Elchaver. He's saying, when we find in the mitzvah of escorting a Rebbe is one amount, and a mitzvah escorting a student and a friend, they're all different amounts. That has nothing to do with guarding the person. Because when it comes to guarding, what difference is it who you're walking with? It must be, it's a din and kavod, honoring the person. Top of column of the second column. He's explaining like this. You have two dinim, honoring. Honoring the Rebbe is a whole different amount. But then he doesn't have shmira. What is the part that Mechila works for? Mechila works for the Kavod part. You can be Moichel on your Kavod, but you can't be Moichel on your safety. You hear the Vart, beautiful, beautiful eyes in the Vart. You can be Moichel on your Kavod. The reason why today, he's explaining in the Daki Moshe, the Daki Moshe said, the reason why people don't do Levaya today is because people are Moichel. What are they Moichel on? They're Kavod. And regarding covers, these are all different amounts. However, when it comes to the aspect of shmira, guarding yourself, you can't be Michael on that. That's not up to you, because in the Shmatim Ha'ilu Nafshisteichem, you can't be Michael on that. You can be Michael on your honor, but you don't have a right to hurt yourself. You hear the difference?
So, I feel like it causes a nezek. What is the, why is it considered such a dangerous thing? I guess leave the house in general. What is it, a Kabbalistic
thing? It could be because they're leaving in a dangerous place, so they're going in a dangerous place. Maybe.
Assuming you're in a dangerous place, what if you're not?
Mm-hmm. With this, by the way, I could tell you a Meir de Gavar. He ends up with a Meir de Gavshah. The pasuk says after Avram greeted the guest, Avram hoylech imam l'shalchem. Avram sent them away. Avram escorted them out. Now, who was he escorting out? What were these three guests?
Malachim.
They were Malachim. Now, I have a question. Did Avram know they were Malachim when he escorted them out or not?
No, because he didn't ask them to wash their feet before they came in?
That was in the beginning. They predicted the future.
Oh, so you didn't know. Oh.
They predicted the future. So we have a problem. What's the problem? How is it possible that he is escorting out the Malachim? One thing clear, the Malachim don't need to be guarded. The Malachim don't need to be guarded. The Malachim. What's the Kabbashat on this?
Because he was teaching you in the Torah, Fedoros.
That you have to escort a Malach?
If he escorted Malachim, Malachim become a human being who has no protection. I don't know.
It's not as harder than the Iraq.
Not all of them. He's a good piece.
It's not about Pshat, you're saying. You're saying, what he's saying is that he's teaching the Dairus. He knew that Ba'etzim, they don't need it. They don't need the Shemira. But So if you go like the Chofetz Chaim, that everything is together, Shemirah, we have a problem. But if you go like what we're saying now, these two dinim, one is a din Shemirah, and one is a din Kavod. You're right. They're not dependent on one another. You could have the din Shemirah without Kavod, you could have Kavod without Shemirah. Today we don't do Levaya Boros because we're Michael and our Kavod, but Shemirah is still there because we need the Shemirah. Malachim, they don't need the Shemirah. But you're still an Indian, you're still a concept of honoring them. And that's why Avram went, let's go to them now. Mm-hmm. So we answer all the questions. One last thing we have to explain. What's Takab Shah? That the mitzvah of Levaya is the biggest schar, the biggest reward. What's Takab Shah? Why is that the biggest reward of the person? Why? The Rambam says the biggest reward. What's Takab Shah? The biggest reward. The Rambam prefaces it, that's what Avram was spelling Avek, right? In the beginning, the Rambam says, this is what Avram instituted, Levaya. And then the Rambam says, well, he gave them to eat and to drink, and he escorted them out.
Why? Actually, the easiest mitzvah, I think.
What's up, Shah? The answer is, from my understanding, is the pinnacle of chesed is to give a person back their self-respect. Pinnacle of chesed to give a person back their self-respect. How does a person get their self-respect? Eating and drinking, that's fine. But when they walk out of the house, how are they feeling? Are they feeling like the same person they were before, or they're not feeling like the same person they were before? I feel full? Okay, wonderful. But what? Refresh. Over here, the Rambam is adding on something else. Not just refresh. When I'm escorting you, and I'm honoring you, I'm giving you cover, you see. If you say it's a din shmirah, okay. Guarding you. I'm saying, with this new aspect that we're saying, that these are din kavod over here, I'm showing you honor. I'm elevating your status. And the pinnacle of the Achnasas Archim of Avram Avinu was to elevate the status. That's how we were able to explain that Shat Avram gave better food than what the people were Yotze. What's the big deal? Why do you have to do that? People need to eat. Eat. The Teretz is, the Vart of Chesed is not just to be kind to a person. It's to elevate the place, the status that they're in. That's the Yisrael we have. Thank you very much.